Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my pride and joy. No, my friend, Lauren Giraldo.
Hi everyone, very excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you because I've been trying to forever.
Yeah.
I just feel like whenever you come to LA, I never know and we can never plan it. She's booked and busy.
I also only come to LA for like 4 days usually. Yeah. And this time I stay for like 2 weeks. It's been fun. And mm-hmm. I'm like, let's do it all. Let's do all the things.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. I love having you here. This is the second time I've seen you this trip.
Yes. We had dinner the other night, y'all, and it was a lit. Well, it was so fun. Maybe. Not you, because you...
No, I had a blast.
Okay. No, I mean like I got
you
drunk.
Oh, lit lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun though.
I had Diet Coke. Anyway, Lauren, how have you been? Obviously, you have a new rock on your finger. Let's address the elephant in the room. You're engaged.
I'm engaged. It's good. I feel good about it.
Like, in my head, you feel, like, older now.
I feel older now.
You do. Okay.
Which is, like, not a slay. That's, like, instantly what I felt. I wasn't expecting to feel that. And now I'm like, why? Yeah.
I think, though, like, you are the type of girly that's gonna rock being your age because you're still so young, like, with the diamond. Like, that's hot.
Yeah. That's what everyone wants.
It's giving,
I feel
like Christian, like from
it's giving
a small
Utah
hometown.
Little.
Yeah, no, it is, but like whatever.
But you're like the like hot baddie Utah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like not the ones that like have, you know, like whatever the
swingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so what's it like being an engaged woman now?
It feels good. It's definitely like it's different vibe like with your man because it's like more thick slab because it's like, well, we both know that we're like down for like the long commitment. Not that we didn't know before, but it's more like mm-hmm. official now. So it's good in that regard.
Has anything changed or you're just like
it's a
people
feeling.
Are talking about it?
Yeah, it feels different.
Okay.
It does feel different.
It feels in what way?
Grown and it feels more serious. It actually does. Mm-hmm. But it feels good. Mm-hmm. Like it's a good.
You guys are such a great couple. Like, I love y'all.
Henny's obsessed with you.
No, I'm obsessed with Henny.
Like, he literally is like, I want to hang with my girl TK. Like, he said that like three times before he saw you at dinner the other night. Like,
I'm done.
Fully. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad you guys had fun.
Well, Henny and I first bonded on a commercial flight to Anguilla.
While we were on a private jet. Mm-hmm. That was weird. This brand, like, fully brought us to Anguilla. On a brand trip. It's so funny because we were talking about the brand trip on Alicia's podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know. I love it.
And while they flew us in a private.
That's where we all met you.
Yeah. They flew us in a private jet and they flew the plusers.
The plus ones.
In commercial / a boat ride.
Oh, it was multiple boat rides.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was like two.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you were like holding your luggages, right?
Uh-huh. Here's the thing is like I was so down for it because I didn't know any different. Uh-huh. Like I was like, this is fucking fabulous. I'm going to Anguilla. You know what I mean? But now looking back, getting my own like deals and stuff, like if they made my plus one do that, I would be like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's not like anybody like didn't say yes to it anyways.
Yeah.
This is weird, but let's go.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where I met Henny. And I remember thinking like, oh, who's this guy? Like, he's so nice. And I remember you guys were all waiting for us and we like were all coming later because we traveled commercial, not on a direct like private flight. And we get there and I like met you and I was like, oh, is this your friend? And you were like, bitch, this is my boyfriend. I was like, right. Totally. And I was like, oh, I love them. It was so fun.
It was good. It was good. That was a fun situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you have any like wedding plans yet?
No, I want to like chill for one second and then start getting into planning because it's not like he proposed and I'm like, okay, let's go to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Like I want to chill for like a month and a half, enjoy this feeling and then worry about stressful things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know you said you're not going to really like document, you probably will for yourself, but like make it your brand on YouTube and whatever.
Oh, that's just because it annoys me personally.
Okay.
Like I know Tina Shade, but like I feel like when some like, I don't know, I follow some people and like everything is about the wedding and the wedding's in a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm just like mortified. I just can't let that be me. And I know once I start getting excited, I'll like share it, whatever. But I don't, because if you're not engaged, it's like a lot to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
You know, when you follow someone and you like love them and you love like, let's say their fashion, their personality, whatever. And then everything for a year is my bridesmaid dress, is my bachelorette, mm-hmm. my this. It's like intense. Mm-hmm. Like if that's not relatable to you.
True. I do like it when they make it like less wedding-y and just more party. They're like, this is how like tips for me planning whatever, which I feel like your wedding will be a party.
Yeah,
it's gonna be lit.
You're gonna have fun.
I will have a blast.
I just don't want like a stale, like vanilla situation where it's like wrapped up at 11 p.m. and the song track is like sounds like a bar mitzvah. And it's
YMCA.
Like, yes, it's like no, we have to have like flavor mm-hmm. and like fun.
Do you think you'll do an after party like after the wedding?
I mean, the reception, whatever
it's
called after, it's just, I want mine to go to like 4 a.m.
I love that.
Yeah, like a rager. You know what I mean?
I love that so much. And I so see that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, enough with the wedding talk, even though I'm very excited about it. Lauren, can you explain to the viewers, for some reason, if someone doesn't know who you are, like, what would you call yourself? Like, are you a YouTuber? Are you you're an influencer? You're a businesswoman?
I don't know what I would call myself. I don't really have to ever call myself anything. Because mm-hmm. when people ask, I just make up some other thing anyways.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I go to ASU. I don't know. I don't
know. Like, I'm engaged. I go to ASU.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you do? I'm engaged.
I'm engaged.
I'm engaged, love. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Well, I feel like you do many things.
Okay.
Yeah. But would you say YouTube's your main thing?
It definitely takes the most amount of my time. I mean, you make videos, so you know that YouTube is very time consuming. Well, actually, no. Maybe your podcast takes more of your time. What takes more of your time?
YouTube.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you just hop in the stew, have a little combo, dip out, and you're done.
Well, a little more than that, but yeah, I would say I'm just more hands-on with my YouTube channel. Not that I'm not hands-on with this, because like making the outlines and researching my guests, like that takes up a lot of my time. But the thing is like that's super enjoyable for me because like I'm already a fan of the guests. So it's like I already know a lot of facts. I already keep up with them usually. So listening to interviews I otherwise maybe wouldn't is kind of fun research. Whereas like with my channel, I'm very like, I'm a little bit more strategic, I would say.
Yeah. Cause it's all about you rather than a podcast. It's like, both.
Even I'm thinking about like the title and thumbnail. Not that I don't for this either. It's just like, I don't know. This is like more fun. Like it's just a different side of me. I don't know.
I was hanging out with this girl. She's my friend because she's like a sibling of one of my other friends and she's like 14. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me that nobody watches YouTube her age.
Really?
And I was like shook. I literally made like 5 TikToks in the span of like 3 days after she told me that shit. I was like, no, don't tell me this. She's like, yeah, who watches YouTube? Blah, 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 blah.
That's crazy.
And she's like cool in her school. I'm like, oh my God, is that like a thing? So I talked to Henny about it. I'm like, do you think YouTube's like you know and he was like, no, I think it's all like waves, like everybody's just in like a short form wave right now and then they're gonna
I agree, actually. Even like with like shorts and reels and stuff, it's like it's not picking up the way like TikTok is a unicorn, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And it's like nothing hits, no short form content, I'm sorry, hits like TikTok does.
Yeah,
right? Don't you feel?
Yeah, and then you have like Be Real, which I thought was fun at first.
Do you not like it?
No.
Really?
We all got the notification for our Be Reals the night we all went to dinner.
Yeah.
And we all saved it for the dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like it's this like fake Be Real, be fake. It's like worse. Because at least everybody knows Instagram's fake. But like, come on, posted 8 hours late. And it's like, so. Yeah.
I don't know. I still like Be Real, but also I like had it. Not to be that girl that I'm like, I had it first. But I had it in like May when it was just my friends. No influencers were on it. And like, it was super fun. I don't know, because all my hometown friends are on it. Like, they have normal jobs. It's fun to see what they're doing.
Okay.
Like, because I already know what my influencer friends are doing because they're posting about it on their story. Uh-huh. Whereas like, my normal friends don't post on their story.
Oh, that makes sense. So like,
it's really fun because I get to see what they're doing.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have seen it otherwise because they're not documenting every fart.
Yes, and exactly, or every burp. Yeah. And then also, like, I am posting so many stories so they know what's up with me, but, like, it's fun seeing, like, them commenting or reacting to my shit because they don't really do that on my, like, TikTok or YouTube.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I like that aspect of it. I guess the being real part, I definitely don't always listen to.
I have like you seen the tweet hours. That's like, I don't want to be real, I want to be railed.
Yeah, I want to be railed.
Like,
that's so good. Yeah, but so you don't like it?
I do. I just think it's like, I don't think it's doing what it's trying to do. I guess, I don't know.
Well, TikTok just came out with a thing and it replaced the Your Friends tab. And apparently it's called Now. And it's like same thing as Be Real.
Oh, you have once a day to post it?
Or something like that. It's like be now post, whatever. It's like instant something.
Okay.
I saw a tweet about it.
They all just like are so incestual. They all copy paste. These apps, they all do the same things, but like go off.
But to me, you like, I'm not just saying this, but like deadass, you're one of my favorite YouTubers. Like you are a fabulous YouTuber,
Thank
Lauren.
Thank you. You literally, guys, she like sent me like a bunch of messages the other day and was like hyping me up. And I was like, first of all, at least like for that, because like that made me feel great. But it's like, I don't know, I feel like people don't take the time to like tell each other like I love your content. And that's like, please, just if you're gonna compliment anything, compliment my content.
No. Like, I agree. I also like, I feel like other creators, like it means more when like someone who's in my industry that gets it is like, I fucking watch your shit. I'm like, no way, really? Like, that's crazy. Because I know,
especially like
who
similar
I watch.
Content too. Because it's like, I feel like those are the people that are the shyest to compliment someone else because it's similar vibe.
Yes.
So it's like, you don't want to, I don't know. I feel like
overstep or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like it's really easy to compliment people's content when it's a polar opposite. Mm-hmm. Like if I wanted to like reach out to, let's say, Brittany Broski and be like, I love your videos.
Yeah.
That would make, you know, I feel like that's easier to do. But I feel like when somebody that makes similar shit is like, true, I like it, it's more of a compliment because you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I love yours too.
I know. I feel like I was just telling you, I was like, I don't know, something about the way it's like you march to the beat of your own drum. Yay. Which I feel like is hard to do because it's easy to like fall into trends and stuff. And like the past couple of months, I've been really struggling. I don't know, being confident in my own original ideas and like moving forward with that. You're so good at it.
I feel like I just do vlogs and just come up with random names for them.
But like, I don't know, the way you package it is really good.
Thank you. So yeah, me and Henny do a lot of, we in the booth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay, really play around.
Do you mind sharing a little bit about your strategy when it comes to YouTube? Like, are you the type of person that comes up with a thumbnail and title beforehand you vlog? Or do you just vlog whatever, figure it out later?
I vlog whatever and I figure it out later, which, like, sometimes bites me in the ass because then you don't get a good thumbnail in the moment. Mm-hmm. And then you have to, like, take one, which is, like, not the move.
But sometimes it's hard to, like, pre-think what you want to film.
Unless it's super, super conceptual, then that's easier. Like, I feel
like a main channel video.
Yeah. I mean, I only have one, but I feel like when you're like, okay, I'm going to do a complete transformation glow up. It's like very YouTube-y and it's like easier to accomplish because it's very like, okay, first thing, second thing, third thing, fourth thing, which makes it easier to package it. But when you're filming like a regular ass vlog, that's where you can get like creative with how you're going to sell it essentially. But that's how I prefer to do it because it feels more like whatever happened happened, you know?
So are you, while you're filming, if you're like, oh, this kind of looks good while I'm filming, will you pose for a thumbnail then?
No, I should.
Oh, you just like screenshot?
Yeah.
Almost always?
I mean, yeah.
That's crazy. Your thumbnails are great.
I'm into action shots.
Yeah.
So you got to get it.
Well, me too. Going,
you know what I mean? Because I don't know. I feel like when it's very like.
Yeah.
No like, one. Yeah.
When you're coming up with like a title and stuff, what's your like game plan there? Where's your head at?
8 words for whatever reason does really well for me.
Whoa.
I just found that out.
Wait, how?
My YouTube partner told me.
Whoa, I've never thought about that.
And there's like a certain amount of characters. I think mine's like 42 or something. So that at least like honestly just having some things that like are analytic based makes it easier when you're literally pulling a title out of your ass.
Uh-huh.
It's like something at least, like some parameters. It's like, okay, well, if we make it 3 words, then it's less vague. Yeah. So like mentally you can like, but you should find out what
that's yours. Crazy. So it'd be like, I can't believe we did this yesterday. And
yes.
Okay, that's crazy. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a thing. So it helps me because I don't know, it just gives me some type of parameters. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. And then recently I've been trying to make it a more alluding, whatever, like less exactly what I'm doing and more like, blah.
Like, I can't believe this happened when we.
Yeah, I get. No, I like when I just posted a get ready with me the other day and I was going to be like, get ready with me for a date or like something lame. And I was like, I need the title that we went with was I needed an excuse to look hot today.
Ooh.
And then the title, like the thumbnail was like, get ready with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like what does well for girls is when you're like too cool, but like it's very calculated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think it's like the casual like. You know who's really good at it is Hannah Meloche.
Yes. She is that.
Yes, she's we're trying to be that.
Yeah. We should get her in here.
She's just naturally that.
Like if she, let's say she vlogged this day and she like came on your podcast, she'd be like, someone put a mic in front of me, LOL why.
Yes.
That's like the title of her video.
She'd be like, LOL slay.
Yeah, it's like crazy. She's yeah
it works. I slayed today on my hot girl walk. Like it'd be like that.
It's the cadence of your laugh.
It's so like
fun.
That.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. It's like enticing. It's like,
effortless look.
It's like, oh, she doesn't care.
Yes.
5 million views.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Love that for her.
And then you and Henny, what does he do to help you?
He is the mind of the operation half the time. He's so good. Like, he'll put together the thumbnails. He'll come up with the titles.
Oh, so he will make the thumbnails.
Yeah, he does make the thumbnails.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he just edited and then you did thumbnails.
No, I don't do thumbnails. But, like, I sit next to him while he does thumbnails. I just don't know how to use Photoshop. Which is surprising if you've seen my Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I don't know how to do like that. But he does it and he slays it. And we'll build out, like, 3 different options. and we'll just like see. I wish YouTube had A to B testing. They don't.
Yes, that would be crazy.
A to B testing is when you can like upload the same video with two different thumbnails, and then the algorithm will tell you both and then say this one's doing better, and then you could like make that the main one. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Have you ever changed a thumbnail once you upload?
Yeah, sometimes I find it helps and sometimes I find it does nothing and buries the video more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So that's why it's like, ugh. Do you change it often?
No, the only time I've changed thumbnails is when I was in a rush to get something up and I just like threw something together and then I was like, I know this could be better, and then later down the road I'll change it. And it's not like I ever saw like an insane spike, but I think it might have, if someone might have missed that video to begin with, they were like, wait, I didn't see this. I think it's kind of one of those things. Yeah. Or if someone was like binging my videos and like was trying to look for something, it might stand out a little more than the original.
When you scroll through your YouTube videos, do you like care about your thumbnails like as if it was a feed a little bit or no?
That's so funny. I know a lot of people do. I used to not give an actual fork at all. Now, it's not that I care about the feed, but I do like the idea of being like, TK does this with her thumbnails.
Stylized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is like, that's very hurt. Like lately I'll be posing slightly in the middle and have the text around my head. Uh-huh. And like, I like that consistency only for me creating. I'm like, okay, figure out how to put text around the head.
Got it.
Because that's like, it's like a formula for me. Whereas like when I'm like too creatively free, it's like hard for me to make decisions.
Yeah.
So I kind of made that boundary currently, but I don't care about the actual aesthetic of the feed of thumbnails. I know a lot of people do. Do you?
I mean, sometimes I'll let it go or let it whatever for a little, and then I'll look at it and be like, ew.
Yeah.
And then maybe sometimes I'll change like just something that looks sloppy, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't even matter.
You
no
know
one
what
cares.
Thumbnail lives rent free in my head of yours.
What?
The one in New York where you're like, I think it's like a tour of your apartment or something. You're outside. You're like,
is it where I'm like,
yeah, I love that thumbnail.
My sister, literally, she's such a trooper. She killed it so much on that. She was such a trooper. That's why I'm taking her to Paris, literally. Because she like, literally on that trip, it was some trip. I don't even know what it was. And I really needed a thumbnail. And me and Henny had already tried. And we were fighting. Like, we were texting back and forth. Like, oh, I told you we should have taken it here. But we were like fighting bad. And the video was good. And we didn't want the thumbnail to thwart it. My sister and I literally went in like three Ubers, took a million, tried a million things.
Stop. So this is a completely different day.
Like days later. And she's like, I just want to make sure you get it. Like, and it was like one of her only days that she had in New York on the trip. And she made sure that we got that fucking thumbnail.
No, but it makes a difference.
It does.
It actually does.
And I'm glad you appreciate it because I'm like, yeah, bitch, I took three Ubers, taxis, planes.
One day I was like feeling uninspired and I was like, okay, I need to look at like people, see what like inspires me or what. I was just, sometimes I like to do, I call it research, and I'm like looking at people and I'm like, what stands out to me? Like, what makes me want to click? And that one, I like screenshotted it. I was like, the blueprint.
Wait, we should make thumbnail mood boards.
Yes.
Why don't we do that? Because I have my go-to people that I look up if I'm like really stuck in a rut for a thumbnail. But we should make mood boards and keep it updating.
You, and because especially there's like trends. Remember when like the iPad text, like the cursive
was
in?
Who started that? That was the fashion girly that lived in New York.
Oh, Best Dressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was her.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't Claudia do that like in her videos too?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
Claudia's so
good
at it.
I love girls like that. Uh-huh. They're so perfect.
Yeah.
I can't. Like,
she's so good at it.
Like, yeah. I don't like sit there and like doodle little hearts. Like I wish I did. But you know.
Yeah. I know. I used to have a group chat and it was like a thumbnail group chat. So people, anytime people were making one, they would just send in and be like, is this good? Or like, what should I change? And people would be like, fix this or like whatever. But that would be cool to do a mood board.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that.
We should do a shared thumbnail
next trend.
Mood board. Yes. Yes.
That's hilarious. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Okay, so what else does Henny help you with?
Henny helps me do everything, honestly. Thank God. He's so good. Like, he's more business-minded than I am. Thank mm-hmm. God. Like, I know how to, like, be creative and come up with ideas and have a great personality and presence and captivate an audience. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how to do that. I know how to make a TikTok. I know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And he's more, like, on the back end. He's like, okay, we have on Mondays, he'll sit down and write the list for the week. And we have like, yes, he does. He slays. You have no idea. So we go through the days, we go through whatever. And like every day we have one at the top of the day so we can get everything done. Cause we honestly, I have a lot of work that I do. And thank God, like, he helps me with all that.
So he's like essentially like chief operations officer.
Yeah, he slays.
Okay, what do you mean lists at the top of the week and then lists at the beginning of the day?
Like lists of personal things we need to accomplish for the channel, for whatever, then mm-hmm. branded things, scheduled things, when they're due, when the go live date is, when we need to submit them, when this is getting edited, mm-hmm. when that's getting, like, the whole thing.
So it's really like planned out essentially. Yeah. Wow. See, I feel like this is the stuff people don't know about.
Yeah, because I feel like it's not assumed. Mm-hmm. But you have to, or else you can't get
your shit up.
No.
Do you follow a specific schedule?
I can't. I feel like with what we do, you can't.
I can't either.
You can't have anything that's concrete because mm-hmm. everything is so whenever the world decides. Not the world, you know what I mean? Things mm-hmm. just come into our inbox, and then we have a certain amount of time for everything. Nothing is solid. Like, mm-hmm. there's no, like, industry standard of what turnarounds look like or what whatever. Like, it's all case by case. Mm. So that's why when planning things out, I feel like everybody, like, on this, like, field, like, gets it. It's mm-hmm. like you can't make anything constant.
It's really hard to schedule stuff. I feel like even if when I do, it's always getting moved.
Yes. Or, like, you schedule something, best intentions, or, like, book something, and mm-hmm. it's like, you know, that's a 50-50 chance.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I feel like this is one of the very few jobs you get an email, and then the next day it's like, okay, can you go to Korea tomorrow for yes. blah, blah, blah? And it's, like, dead ass.
Dead ass. Yeah.
You're like, can I
guess.
I have to move everything else, but it's fine. Like, that's yeah. how the world works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Showbiz, baby.
Showbiz. What would you say? I know you kind of, like, explained your strength, but can you elaborate more? Like, what do you mean captivating an audience or, like, being in front of the camera? Like, what truly are your strengths?
I mean, I feel like since I've been doing this for so long, like, I literally have been on the internet since I was, like, 15 years old or 16 mm-hmm. years old. So I feel like I've just been doing it for so long that I know how to stay connected with an audience because I don't view it as, like, numbers. Like, it's literally real people. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know how to speak to them.
You're so good at that.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, I mean, I watch so much content. I'm literally on my phone all day long watching, consuming. Mm-hmm. So I just know, I guess, how to do it. I don't mm-hmm. know. You know what I mean?
Yes. Who do you watch?
Everybody, weird shit, everything top to bottom. I watch mm-hmm. everything and everyone all of the time. I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm obsessed.
I am too.
Yeah, it's bad, but like, I love it.
Mainly YouTube or TikTok or what?
YouTube and TikTok and podcasts.
Yeah.
I consume all day long. If I'm cleaning, if I'm waking up, mm-hmm. if I'm making coffee, I need something streaming.
Me too. Background noise.
Yeah.
And then I like slightly, I'm like, what did they say? Rewind.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's so meta.
It's so meta of us. I will say though, like the times where I'm, Alicia and I always say this, when we're really invested in like a YouTuber or just watching YouTube in general, that's when we're like uploading like crazy, inspired, excited to film. Like, it's inspiring.
Yeah, it's inspiring. And it's like literally the other day, I wasn't like posting on TikTok for, I don't even know, whatever reason, just I was worrying about other platforms, whatever. And then Ashley, who you met at dinner the other uh-huh. night, who's like not an influencer at all, started daily vlogging on TikTok randomly for funsies. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's like competitiveness or like just like group mentality, but like I started making fucking TikToks. Hell, I was yeah. like, let's go. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's cool seeing people and then you want to like be a part of it. It's
totally
so, well, meta.
It's kind of like the same thing though as like a workout buddy. Like, it's fun to have someone who's like holds you accountable. You're like, fork, if they could do that and I know they're busy and I know their schedule, like I can make it work too.
Yeah.
I would say. And
it's like fun. It's like fun it to is. Join in on making like stuff.
It's just more fun to do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're coming up with ideas for videos, or do you ever have like brainstorm sessions and you're like, oh, okay, I want to do like a haul this day, or I want this to be more fashion-y, like, or is it really like flying by the seat of your pants?
I don't plan, because like honestly, whatever is happening in my life, I'll use that and like package that. Mm-hmm. And like I'll know what's coming up, and like ugh, I don't know a good example, but like if I know I'm doing something, it's just like I'll know it's happening and then I'll think of how I could package it. If I know my sister's coming into town, for example, it's like, okay, I took my sister on a shopping spree. I'm probably going to take her shopping anyways, but now boom, we can.
Cute.
You know what okay. I mean? Because like I like to keep it. I don't like to do things for YouTube, because mm-hmm. then it feels
it's
not
inauthentic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's like you could tell that, like watching the video, it's like you went out of your way for this. Like mm-hmm. that's like cringy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I try not to go out of my way to make any content, mm-hmm. so that way I could just package it in a way that seems like a concept, so that like it's intriguing to somebody mm-hmm. who's not just like gonna watch essentially like vlog one, vlog two, vlog three, vlog four. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's definitely says a lot about your community, because you do stuff that actually interests you. And if you find it interesting, you're interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like anything that's forced is like weird. Mm-hmm. And like the people that we probably have similar demographics, honestly, but my demographic is 98% female on yeah. YouTube. 98.
So I think it's mine's like 96 or something.
Same shit.
Probably.
It's like,
yeah.
It's the best though.
It is the best.
You're just talking to girls. It's like easy, you mm-hmm. know?
I know. That's the worst, is when like, I know you're cuffed up, but when I am going on dates and I know there's going to be like the 1% guy that watches my Ooh. Shit, I'm like, this is for the girls and the gays.
But do
Get
you
the fork
think
out of
here. That, I doubt that they like watch you before, but then they probably match with you or however you found them. And then they, do you think they like watch it before the date?
Oh, I know they do. I've been told.
What do they say?
It's just weird.
But like, what do they say?
Well, one guy was really weird.
Like, what did he say, DK?
He was like, he sat down. We like sit down for a dinner or a drinks or something. And he was like, I'm on a date with an influencer. He like immediately
I'm
said
sorry,
that.
Dry. I would have been so dry.
I was like,
no.
And then he was like, you're really funny. Like, I watched a few of your videos, like blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah.
That's like not.
But and then he made a comment, because I was doing a skincare brand and I was talking about my acne, and then he made a comment about acne and I was like, I don't like this. It was weird.
Ew, did he pay at least?
Yeah, he did.
Thank God.
Know. Something about it just felt like, of course we put our lives on the internet. It just felt a little invasive in a weird way.
I mean, it's a date.
Or just don't tell me that you
it's
watched
like
it.
Weird. Do you? It's just like, do you have no game at all?
Yeah, that's what it was. I'm like, of course you're going to watch, but don't tell me maybe?
That's weird. No, like if you're going to go on a date, it's fine to like watch a little before. That's fine. Everybody's like,
everyone's
I'm
gonna
assuming
stalk.
If you're going on a date, you're going to stalk on Instagram.
Totally.
And if there's a YouTube account, you're not going to be shy from like, oh, that's mm-hmm. her personal space. Like, let's be real, you know?
Yeah.
But like to say I'm on a date with an influencer, like that's
so
cringy.
I know.
TK. Oh my God.
I know. And I like couldn't even imagine being like, I mean, I'm like small. I can't imagine being a massive like celebrity influencer person, whatever. I don't know.
That's why it's hard to date. Big YouTubers always go for celebrities.
Yeah, they have to, I feel like.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway.
Isn't it funny that, like, I feel like in the older LA days, like, let's say 5 years ago, like, all the influencers were trying to hang out with celebrities.
Yeah.
And now all the celebrities are trying to hang out with influencers.
That's so true.
Yeah. No, literally. Because they want their shit to pop off.
Uh-huh. Well, and now, like, especially musicians, like, you have to have a presence on TikTok if you want your song to pop off.
Yeah. So they're, like, strategically hanging out with these teeny boppers.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Have you ever been asked to promote a song?
Yeah, literally. And then I've also been paid to promote songs. It's mm-hmm. the best because you just put the track and, like, do nothing.
I know.
Literally. Oh, my God. These TikTokers that I forgot that they can probably make brand deals, like, just with you using the songs.
I think that's where they make a lot.
Oh, slay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I need to learn how to dance.
It's a renegade.
Literally.
Yeah. I want to go back to your relationship with Henny and working together. How did that come to fruition? Like, was that not weird at the beginning?
It was so organic. Like, how did it start? I was, like, living in the same apartment building as him, and I was, like, making, like, I want to say, like, a video a month, like, not taking it seriously.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, I wasn't making videos at all. And he was like, oh, like, he basically just, like, gave me confidence and, like, you could do this.
Hot.
Which was, like, so sexy. Love that. So he's like, yeah, you could do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can. Yeah. And then, like, I just, like, started doing it. And now, I don't know, it happened organically because we just, like, work together well.
Was he like, I'll help you edit?
Yeah.
Wow. And then do you ever get, is it, like, ever hard to work with your significant other? Like, do you ever fight or, like?
Yeah, we fight.
What do you do when you get into arguments? Because that's inevitable.
I like to handle things on the spot. I like to be like, let's sit down and talk about it. Let's move on. Let's figure it out immediately and get it done so we can move on. Because I don't like awkward energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit freaks me out. I can't enjoy my day. If we're, like, passive aggressively, like, ew, no, we have to literally sit down, get to the bottom of this, move on, like, address it. Like, let's mm-hmm. go. Like, Bominos. And mm-hmm. he's very, like, slow pace. Like, oh, I just need...
Needs to marinate.
Mm. Usually takes him a whole night so he can, like, go to bed and wake up new.
Oh.
But I don't believe in that.
And you don't want to go to bed, like,
yes.
Yeah. Feeling weird. That's
literally,
the worst.
Literally, and it's the dumbest things, too. But I don't know. You like to hash it out on the spot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because what... do you sleep well at night if you're, like, fighting with somebody?
No, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I can't sleep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. But it's I will say it's, like, it's the best thing when you're a YouTuber person to have someone in your circle that's helping you work, because it's such a invasive job and it's so personal. But it's also really hard when you don't see eye to eye, or it's like, I can't imagine, like, a romantic relationship when you're trying to, like, now be romantic and you just, like, fought at work. How do you manage that?
I mean, sometimes it's weird, but, like, we've been doing it for so long that, like, we kind of know the drill.
I will say, you guys do it, it seems effortlessly. Like, you do it really well.
Thank you. I mean, there's effort.
Yeah.
But we don't take it that seriously. Like, we don't care about metrics. And it took us a long time to get to this point, but, like, we used to literally upload this, like, year one and year two of, like, working together and doing it together. We used to upload a video on the channel and, like, sit there and refresh it all day. And see how many views it was getting, see how it was performing, see, like, you know, when the mm-hmm. studio on the back end says, like, whatever, out of 10.
Yeah.
We would stalk that, obsess over that. And, like, we finally, I don't know what clicked in us, we stopped. And, like, we, like, whatever happens, happens. Once the video is live, it's live. And we can continue with our lives,
mm-hmm.
with our day, and, like, keep it stepping, keep it moving, and, like, not be hindered by all that. And that was a pivotal moment for us because it was, like, whatever.
That's great.
It really helped separate, like, life and meta. Mm-hmm. If you're not sitting there like, was it a good video? If it doesn't do good on the hour, like, it's like, that's lame.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's gonna make the content lame if, like, that's how you're going into it. So we both got out of that. And I think after we got out of that, like, once we're not so data driven, whatever, we can just be creative.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so good that you guys do that. It's probably best for your mental health.
Yeah, I think so too.
Honestly. So how did you come up with your iconic 12-3-30 concept?
I used to be so intimidated by the gym. And, like, I would see, I mean, I lived in LA and everybody has this, like, crazy body and everybody's uh-huh. lifting all this weight and all these girls are doing, like, crazy workouts with all these crazy trainers. And it just seemed, like, so intimidating. I wouldn't even want to go step foot in the gym. It's a lot. It's
and like, the classes, like, they're really hard sometimes.
They're hard. I literally had an Equinox membership at Equinox Hollywood, and I would get a smoothie and, like, walk around in, like, steam room and be like, I gotta go.
Like, it's like cosplaying an LA gym girl, like, sometimes. Like, yes. You're like, wait, is this even me?
Yes. So I was playing around on the treadmill on the settings, and it took me a while to figure out what I like. Mm-hmm. But it took, like, I don't know, a couple weeks, couple months, whatever. But I was playing different nomenclature, different, like, combos, and I just liked 12 incline, 3 mm-hmm. speed for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I just liked it. And then the more that I did it, I became literally addicted to it, like, addicted to that. Because I noticed my body started changing. I noticed I started feeling good. And I loved the idea of not having steps to a workout.
Mm.
Just, like, one.
Like a one and done main thing.
And, like, move on. No mental thing. You don't have to think about anything mm-hmm. when you do 12 through 30.
And you can get other shit done. Like, you can watch a show. You can sometimes, like, I'll do, like, emails or whatever.
I mean, I was literally at my friend's apartment a couple days ago, and the girl next to me was doing 12 through 30 reading her script. I was like, Soleil. But yeah, you could do so many things, and I just love it. I love that you don't have to think about it. I love that you can hop on and just do it. And I was posting about it on my YouTube channel for years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody ever fucking noticed or tried, or, like, I know a couple girls would do it and would tell me, like, I've had an amazing experience. Like, I feel so much more confident with my body, blah, blah, blah. And then I posted that TikTok, like, that green screen TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it took off. Like, the Victoria's Secret models started doing it. Kylie started doing it. Everybody started doing it.
I remember when Kylie posted it, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. And James Charles posted it and was like, I'm doing this treadmill workout, 12 through 30, da-da-da, didn't give me credit. And everybody starts DMing it to me. And I think I might have, I don't know if I DM'd him or not, but then the next day he, like, gave me credit.
Oh, yay. I feel like everyone knows it as 12 through 30, but I'm literally like, this is Lauren's, like, idea. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good workout.
It's a good ass workout.
It's kind of all it's hard. You need. It's hard, but it's all you need.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
It's hard, efficient. You can get so much done in 30 minutes, and it freaking works.
Yeah. And it's like, I know runner's high is a thing. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced that. Like, I remember, I don't run, but I remember one time I decided to, and after I was like, whoo, my God, it felt like a joint. Sometimes after 12 through 30, sometimes, very rarely, I'll get that runner's high. But it's not frequent. But
or it's while you're doing it too. You're like, you just go into, like, a different zone.
Yeah, because it's mindless. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a flow state. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So did you decide when you made the TikTok, did you have any idea, like,
no,
that would pick up the way it did?
No.
And then after that, were you like, shit, do I need to make this a thing?
I mean, I already had, but yeah. I think, like, it was that TikTok, because, like, I had other TikToks about it, I had YouTube videos mm-hmm. about it, I had been doing it for years. And then once that TikTok went viral, then I guess everybody else started doing it too. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just me.
Well, when did you make the Instagram account for it?
I made that account, I want to say, like, 6 months ago.
Okay.
Like, 7 months ago. Yeah,
I feel like that's such a good account.
Yeah, thank you. It's good. I'm doing an in-person hot girl walk on October 15 in New York.
Everyone go to it.
So if you live in New York and you want to walk and make friends and have a good time and get the blood pumping, let's go. I don't know where it is yet, but
that'll be so fun. Yeah, follow Lauren so you can figure out where to go.
It'll be fun. If you are in New York.
I will so
be
there.
Didn't you say that you might be there?
I might be.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love going on a hot girl walk. Speaking of hot girl walks, do you go outside to walk ever, or is the treadmill your thing?
The treadmill is my thing. I wish I loved walking around, like, places, but I don't.
Yeah,
I do feel like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I like AC.
I get it.
You know, also, and I like inclines.
Yeah, it gets the booty going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I also live in Arizona. It's like 1,000 degrees.
That's so true.
So I can't think of it right now. But yeah, once it cools down, I'll probably
mm-hmm.
put a little pep in my step. I don't know.
What do you do most of the time when you're on the treadmill? Are you watching shows? Are you?
I'm consuming everything.
Okay.
Like, anything.
Continuing.
Not TikTok. I can't sit there and scroll on the treadmill. I'm bouncing around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I love the hands free of YouTube.
Yeah.
You just put it up and podcast, do your thing.
YouTube podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
Well, you just came out with merch for 12 through 32.
Yes.
So what's your, like, do you have a game plan at all with, like, what you want to do with this? Because didn't you get the trademark?
I got the trademark.
Dude, congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you. It took so long and it took a lot of money.
That shit's crazy. Wait, how much money?
It was like 12 grand.
Shut the fork up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my God, why?
I don't know. I literally don't know. I'm like, it's three numbers, but, like, I guess it's like.
Okay, so now that you have 12 through 30, you had the trademark, mm-hmm. is that why you could make merch?
No, I could have made it the whole time. With the merch, I've never made merch before. Mm-hmm. And I was always like weird about making merch because I always thought it was like lame. I don't know. It's like I have my own like apprehensions for stuff because it's a fear of failure thing.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, God forbid we print X amount of hoodies and like half of them sell. Like I will hate my life. Huge fear of failure thing.
Uh-huh.
The collection sold out. Slay, slay, slay.
Slay.
But now like with that, the merch is just the merch, but it was more of like to get data, like how many units can I sell, blah blah blah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because it's a shot in the dark, I guess. Mm-hmm. If you don't have like finite data, so now I have, okay, at least I know to who and how many I'm selling, which is great. And for 12-330, I mean, I see it going everywhere and anywhere. It's like such a good lifestyle moment.
It's,
I could see
a brand.
It being a million things. Yeah, fully. Uh-huh. And it's like it has like the emotional connection with the people that do it, which is so fucking cool, because it's like, yo, that shit has changed people's lives. And it could be anything. It could be at leisure, it could be whatever. I don't know what it's gonna end up being, but I just know I'm gonna keep on keeping on, and mm-hmm. it will be something sick one day.
Do you have like any type of crazy goal or thing you'd like to do one day? I mean, I know this hot girl walk is like obviously an epic thing that you're gonna do. It's the first time you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Right. So I love that, but is there anything else like that you're wanting to pursue with 12-330?
I want it to be like a big brand.
Uh-huh.
Like a big dope cool girl high quality brand that's like,
no, I see that
in huge stores and like a thing.
So do you want it, are you talking about like activewear, like clothes to wear while you're doing
it? I see that for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a little obvious. I think it could be something cooler. I don't know.
I know, I'm almost trying to picture like not necessarily a workout class, but like I'm like, could I see it with like treadmills and then you activate like small weights with it or something? I don't know. That would be sick.
I think it'd be sick. I just don't live in a place that's like popping enough because mm-hmm. Arizona, I don't know, because it's like big or whatever. But I think it'd be cool to do like all female gyms, like small all female gyms,
yes!
Treadmills, steam rooms, saunas, and like just girls and gays, actually. Girls and gays. Girls, I don't know if that's like discriminatory though, because like how do you prove if you're gay?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? What if somebody wants to bring their boyfriend?
Creepy.
And it's like you can't say like only girls and gays. It's like
horrible.
You'd like get canceled for it. But like in a perfect world.
In a perfect world. That's interesting. Well, I mean, it's kind of like the same idea as like hot Pilates, for instance. Like mostly girls and gays go to that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe if it's just like you just brand it super girly, like guys aren't gonna want to go anyway.
I agree. They're gonna think it's like, what do the guys say, fruity or whatever they say. Yeah.
they're like scared of it.
Yeah.
Make them as scared as possible. Yeah. Just like blare like girly music.
Or like we can write on text on like the walls, like no weights needed.
Yeah.
The guys are like, I ain't stepping foot in there.
Or just don't have weight, like big weights.
Yeah.
Only have like 2 pounds.
Yeah. They'll never want to go.
Rhinestones.
Yeah. That's actually a good idea. That'd be cute.
And girls would love it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on to something here.
Yeah.
I see 12-330 dead ass as like, not, I don't know why, but like Poosh came to mind, but not Poosh, but like that elevated, like next level. Everyone knows, everyone already does know about it, but like somewhere I'm like, I'm really trying to make you more money here.
Thank
with 12-330.
You, TK.
Yeah.
Money moves.
You can totally do that though.
I know. I'm working on it.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of money, where do you feel like your money is best spent? Like what's the best money you've spent on for your business?
Ooh.
I'm like, paying honey.
Best money I've spent on
your
my
assistant,
business.
Camera.
Best money I've spent on my business, my therapy bill.
Okay.
Seriously, I go to like an expensive one.
Wait, explain.
I don't know. He is expensive and he's different. He's not like other ones.
Okay.
He's like more,
he's not
like
other therapists.
Woo, like
woo.
Yeah, he's more like
psychic. Witch.
not psychic, but like you know, like vibes, vibrations, like that.
Okay, fun. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. So it's good. It's expensive. It's good. I feel like we get each other, and I feel like I need that in order to do a job that's so forward facing. Because mm-hmm. like it's weird. It's very weird what
you
we
be
do.
Extremely mentally tough.
Yeah, and it's just like a weird concept. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we like sit there and like film ourselves, and like
it is so weird.
Yeah. So you need to like touch grass, you know, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
So are you meeting with your therapist via Zoom or
via
in person?
Via call, thank God. I don't want to like look.
Oh, via call?
Yeah, like just voice. And then I like can be in my car and like do weird. I like to.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what are you talking about in therapy? No, I'm kidding. But like in regards to work, like are you working through like oh, like this particular comment is getting to me, or like, I don't know. Is it a lot about work?
It's not like comments that get to me, but I guess something that I've learned through like putting time into it has been like it doesn't matter what you do. It matters who you're being. So like, that's why I feel, I don't know, empowered to make random videos. Cause I'm like, whatever, it doesn't matter what I film. If I'm the best version of myself, if I show up to that video and I'm like, I'm excited and I'm engaged and I'm not like that engaged, just like,
just an excuse to show it.
Yeah. No, but if like I show up and I'm, you know, what I've had to do is like really focus on the why I make my content, because if not, it could feel like a treadmill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like just like more literally things that have to get done and done and done. Mm-hmm. It's like never ending. You know, when it feels kind of pointless. Mm. But if you attach like a why, and then you like, what is the mission? Why do I do what I mm-hmm. do? It's like, well, because I want to connect and I want to inspire and I want to, you know, provide. Like, I understand what it's like to watch videos because I feel lonely. Because I do that every day. Mm-hmm. So if understanding that you're that for somebody, it gives it a purpose. It gives it a reason. It's less like, I'm posting this to get views and to get that bag. Because like, that's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to get burnt out that way. So therapy.
It's more fulfilling.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really good, Lauren.
Thanks.
I'm like shocked right now. Okay. So you talk about that when you're like, you're how to embrace being your highest, the highest version of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I love that. What do you feel like you spend too much money on?
Oh, I am going through this like financial cleanse at the moment.
Oh.
Where I'm into savings mode. I'm like truly, truly embracing savings mode.
Okay.
Because I was spending money on stupid shit.
Like what?
And not terrible, but like, I don't know. Just like lots of eating out, lots of unnecessary travel, lots of just random things that lead to nothing and are not investments. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to shift that currently, or I am shifting that currently, and it's more investment-based now rather than like just swiping the Amex because it's going to go through every time.
Yeah. How are you like shifting it though? Like, are you doing like little practical like tips and tricks, or
just like being aware of every dollar? Mm-hmm. Because that's not somebody I want to be, and that's not who I want to align myself. Like those values, like I've gone through little phases where you're not aware of every dollar. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you just like aimlessly swipe, and that's fine. Like if you can afford it, like that's fine. But even if you can afford it, I think like the next level in like boss bitch womanhood is being on top and aware and just like being aware of every dollar.
Yeah. The first thing is being aware.
Yeah.
I think. And like are you actively checking your bank account?
Yeah.
How often?
I mean, not the account, but I check my Amex statements.
Oh, yeah. Your statements.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're a true Amex. You love the Amex, don't you?
I do. So silver and cute.
So silver, so cute. I want to talk to you a little bit about taking risks.
Okay.
What do you feel like has been your biggest risk you've taken in regards to like your career?
Oh, God. I feel like everything I do is a fucking risk. Not really. I don't know. I've taken so many. I've had a long career. Like, I've been doing this for years. So, like, I don't know how much you research, but, like, I've had some years in there that were super questionable. Like, I had a full-blown music career.
No, I saw. I was, like, Lauren Sang.
I was in, like, a Netflix movie.
But it makes so much sense because randomly you'll sing in your videos. I'm like, she's kind of good.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I've done things. I've done, like, a Netflix movie. I did that. I've done, like, weird, like, shows before. I've done multiple things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the riskiest one was kind of like, what was the riskiest thing I've done? I don't know. The riskiest things I've done weren't career risks. They were just like personal risks.
Oh, like what?
I don't know. Like when I was like, when I first moved here, like just like crazy shit.
That's a big risk even moving here. Like when you're that young. How old were you?
17.
No, that's crazy.
Like getting in random Ubers, getting random people's cars, like being out till 4 a.m, like just psycho things. Mm-hmm. Like, truly psychotic. Like, thank God I deleted Snapchat, but I think I downloaded it for whatever reason the other day, and I went through my memories, and that really holds everything. It's crazy. They save everything.
Yeah.
Snapchat. You can just scroll back. You can literally scroll to 2016 Snapchat. And see it all, and I was a hottie. Hot mess. But, like, I don't know. I went through that, and that was, like, the riskiest thing I've done.
Okay. And then what about buying your house?
That was such good timing. I feel so lucky about that because that was like right before, it was like right at the start of the panty. Mm-hmm. So I got it at a good time. Thank
also,
God.
Also, it was perfect, I feel like, for your YouTube career, too. Like, did you grow a lot then?
Grow?
Grow, like, your channel.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm like, height.
I don't know. I was like, grow. I don't know.
Because I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't paying attention to your analytics by any means. But like, I felt like I was so in tune specifically during that time with your channel because, or that's what really like got me reintroduced to you as a viewer because you were like moving and I was like so excited for you. I was like, where's she moving? What type of furniture is she going to get? Like, how is she going to decorate this? Like, whole new era.
Yeah.
Like, it like got people, at least me, like reinvested in you.
I like that stuff. I mean, I like watching content like that too. Like, Chris Clemens just bought his house mm-hmm. in wherever he bought it. Delaware.
I think.
And I love that yeah. vlog content too. And it's I wasn't so watching his watching channel either move. Too before. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like setting up their lives and talking about it. I love that type of content.
Yeah.
Should I move?
I think it's just like re-inspiring for yeah. people. Like, it's like a fresh new chapter.
Like
kinda.
My family in New York. Yes. Loved. Ate it up.
Love. I love her New York
Wow. If
content.
We never know what to film, we could just move forever.
Move. Reinvent yourself. Go yeah. to have a baby.
Oh, no.
I'm dead. Would you ever show your kids on camera?
I don't. We literally also talked about this on with Alicia. There's a way to do it. I think that's tasteful. I think Desi Perkins does that well.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Yeah. She's slays.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play a game. It's called Slay or Nay.
Okay.
It's kind of like in or out. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? On TikTok.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through some things and you just tell me if it slays or nays.
Okay.
Okay. First things first. Overlining your lips.
Slay.
Slay?
Yeah, slay.
Okay. I'm going to say nay, but that's because I don't use lip liner. But like you are really good at using lip liner. I'm awful at using lip liner.
The way to make it good is like, you know, your Cupid's bow. Uh-huh. Just round that out.
Oh, on
that's
the top.
So hot.
Okay.
And the way to make it good is to get a brown liner and just line. And then do gloss.
Gloss.
And just mush it all in there because then it doesn't look.
I should try that. You know what? I'll do a TikTok. I'll be like trying Lauren Giraldo's iconic lip combo.
Yes. Or you could like upload this and like stitch it. Like yeah. trying it. And then I'll stitch the stitch.
And then you'll duet it. Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch, bitch.
Lilo and Stitch that bitch. Okay. Loafers. Slay or nay?
Slay.
I'm thinking slay too. I also like them, even though they're trendy right now. Like, I feel like they're a classic thing to have in your
yeah,
wardrobe.
I think now we're like introduced to them and we're gonna keep them around.
Crop tops.
Slay, unfortunately.
I'm saying nay.
Ugh, really?
I just think they're like the micro crop, whatever is like as a trend, I think it's going out.
It is going out because now it's like the we were Y2K and now we're going into Tumblr era, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So that's
the
like
t-shirts. Yes. I even feel like a nice like button down is like in yeah. like a, or a blouse. Maybe it's just because I'm getting older, like more mature dressing my age.
It's definitely funny seeing like the teeny boppers in their crop tops because then you're like, you get it. Like if yeah. when I see a group of teeny boppers on the street and they're all in their little crops,
I'm like, I get it.
I can do better than that.
Yeah.
I'm of age.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, I still love a crop top.
Duh.
Yeah.
It's like okay. half of my closet. It's so embarrassing. Like if I go into my closet, all the shirts are like 3 inches long.
No. One time, it was so funny. Last year when we went to Indiana, we had to go to this like fundraiser event because a bunch of the like town was going to be there. And literally Alicia and Ashley were like, and I were like, what do we wear? Like we don't have like a full length top.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do we, my mom's like, that's not appropriate. I'm like, I am not appropriate. Like, I'm not. She's like, you need something a little more conservative. I'm like, that's not in me.
Yeah. No, but now it's like, we can do it.
Yeah. We're at that age where we should own a full length top.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. The fluffy brows.
I think they're in.
I love them.
I have them now.
I slay.
Yeah. Slay.
Your brows look so good.
Thank you. Okay.
I can't stop looking
Anastasia
at them.
Anastasia brow is.
Oh, really?
Anastasia brow gel.
I'm a Benefit girl. Maybe I should try that.
Benefit's also good.
I love Benefit. Okay. Kylie Jenner.
Slay. I love her.
I think right now slay for sure.
Yeah. People have a lot to say about everybody. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Did you see her shoot she did yesterday?
Yeah. Did you see the TikTok of the girl that green screened it and like gave all the commentary?
No, but I just did one of those last night. I'm going to upload it. Why? Oh. What was it?
She was saying that it felt kind of somber, but she loved it. But like there was like a certain undertone of somberness.
That's
and I kind of saw that, you know?
See, I saw it the opposite way. I was like, she's embracing, like pulling back the roots.
Yeah.
Like I felt like in her King Kylie era, she was just being her and like so effortlessly cool, like original herself. And then for a second, I think just like the rest of us got caught up like, what's cool? How do I be ahead of it? And instead of just like doing what she thinks is cool. And yeah. like now I feel like she's like, I did that. I'm going to do it again. Yeah. That's the vibe I got.
Yeah. I love her.
I don't know. Me trying to like break down her
psychology.
Cover.
Yeah.
yeah. Her cover. The clean girl aesthetic. Slay or nay?
Slay if you're like naturally gorgeous, but I feel like it's exclusionary. You know what I mean? Because like sometimes I'm like going for that clean girl look and I look in the mirror and I just feel ugly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, the clean girl aesthetic. But yeah, we have to like look like that. You
it's
know?
I feel like it does. If you effortlessly have that look, obviously that's so easy, but.
Yeah, so by clean girl, you mean like effortlessly, naturally hot.
I know.
Like, of course, that's fucking in. That's but like, true. It's not attainable.
I guess maybe I'll go nay.
Yeah, nay.
Nay.
We like dirty girls.
Dirty. Okay, hot girl walks.
in. Or slay. Sorry.
No, it's okay, slay. Nail art?
Nay.
I'm gonna say nay for the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not really into like the. I definitely had a moment or like a year or two where I loved it, but not right now. I'm trying to just do plain.
I don't want to take the time to sit there, but I saw this TikTok. I'm sure you've seen it. It's like this girl gets press-ons and Gel X's it on top. And she says it's like the best thing ever. Now everybody's doing it. You get a press-on and they come with these beautiful modern designs. Because like remember when press-ons used to be chuggy? Like the designs yeah. were like heinous. These days, I don't know if you've been into like a CVS and seen the press-ons. They're stunning.
Dude,
like,
press-ons gorgeous. Are so slept on, I feel like. Yeah, or not anymore, but they were.
Yeah, she literally like Gel X's them on and they stay forever.
Press-on slay.
Yeah, slay.
Okay, TikTok.
Slay. Yeah.
I'm going to say slay too. I am Gia. I know you have your opinions on I am
nay.
Gia.
Oh, nay.
Really?
They used to be everything, but like I think we're too old for it. Maybe that's Maybe what that's it is. It.
Unless I go to Vegas.
Unless you go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's life hack.
yeah.
You just get older and then you can't wear the I am Gia stuff
you
anymore.
You can only be Gia in Las Vegas because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, you can only be Gia in Las Vegas.
Fully.
That is so true because it's like, where else am I going to be Gia?
I mean, not like your local like
work
function. Like, yeah, work?
No. No. You can't be Gia like in midday.
No, I mean you can if you like live
Gia's
in LA.
Gia's like a 1 a.m. thing.
Yeah, Gia's like a hangover girl.
Yeah,
Gia's grungy.
Gia's gambling.
Gia's dirty. Gia has like black under her fingernails and she's like hot about it.
Gia is at Zouk nightclub in Resorts World.
Yeah.
yeah.
Gia.
Gia's at the club. Okay. Anyway, and then I know your sweater is Colt Gaia.
Yes.
Slayer Net.
Slay.
I think slay too.
They're the only ones doing anything interesting in purses these days.
Mm-hmm.
Like their purses are like
fine. True. Yeah. The little like dangly sparkly.
Yeah. That and like
so good.
They have a million other amazing purses and mm-hmm. they're like, you know, they're not like crazy expensive like Prada and Dior and all that shit. Like I'm not into designer anymore mm-hmm. like that. I'm not.
Yeah, neither am I.
It's
really.
Like it's chuggy, I think. Mm-hmm. But if you get like a cool brand that's like still upper, you know, like Colt Gaia by no means is like fast fashion.
Well, dare I say it, is Colt Gaia like the mid upper 20s IMGA?
Yeah.
It's like still funky. It's pushing the limits, but it's a little more mature.
But we have more money now because we're older. We have jobs.
You can afford it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Their uh-huh. dresses are stunning.
It's
like
funky.
The occasions that they make the dresses for are like classy events. Like their dresses go to the floor.
100%.
And they're like fancy material. Like
it's
IMG
for what
is.
We're doing, what yeah. we're going to.
Yes.
Weddings.
Oh, God, we're getting old. IMG's dresses are literal, tiny little, like, dainty, like...
Vegas.
Get into the club. Yeah.
yeah. It's going to get taken off.
But we all have every mood in us at all times, so maybe we need both.
You do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, do you have, like, a... This is embarrassing. Do you have an IMG archive low-key in your closet?
Yeah. I mean, I have the iconic pink and black, like, lace-up leather pants.
Yeah, I have them.
So hot. I'll never get rid of those though.
No, they're great.
I do have a bunch of tops. I have like a mini skirt. I have a matching top. I've never worn the mini skirt though.
Perfect. Because then by the time you wear it, it's gonna be so much in the future that nobody's gonna remember it's from IMG.
True.
Those are my favorite pieces.
I will say though, believe it or not, the fit is really good at IMGA.
Yeah, it's
like,
good.
It always slays. And I'm like a true medium. It always makes me feel hot.
And it always makes your boobs look good. That and House of CB. What the hell?
What's House of CB putting in their shit?
I don't know.
But it's literally drugs.
Like, they know how to slay a body. It's crazy. Anything corset, anything whatever. The only thing that I have with them, my only gripe with them, is my nipples fall out sometimes of their shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But besides that, like, it's giving hourglass. It doesn't matter what it is. It's crazy.
On every body type.
Yes.
Yes. I've never had anything fit better in my life than a House of CB corset or top.
Yep. Or dress.
And it feels, because it is a little bit more pricey, it feels so worth it.
Yeah.
When you buy it.
Because you actually look good.
Oh. A 1,000,000%. And you feel good.
Yeah.
And also, it's not like cheap. It's like double lined. The material and fabric is like thick and juicy and squeezes you in the right place. Like, I feel like they really think about their customer and like the customer's confidence.
Mm-hmm. And you can wash it. It won't.
Yeah. It's the perfect, honestly, that's one of my favorite brands. Yeah. House of CB.
I like it too because it's like, it is baddie vibes, but classy baddie vibes. Literally.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's still giving cleavage. It's still like showing a figure, but it's not trashy.
They also have some that are like more on like the Vegas-y, like, let's be really the balls to walls.
Mr. Rocks ones.
Yeah. And but then they also have like really classy, like can wear to a wedding, like freaking gorgeous stuff.
I've seen girls that get it on PR. Like, I know Sierra Ramirez gets it on PR because I follow her. She thinks she wore it on a carpet. She wore it on a red carpet.
Yeah, people wear it on carpets all the time.
And she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl that started that is like a beast.
Yeah. Wait, who is she?
She's sick. There, I've listened to a podcast that she's been on. I don't remember her name, but I'll send you the podcast she was on. She basically started it in London. And now they have, I think, businesses, or I think they're factory or something might be in LA.
Oh, cool.
Or something. And yeah, they're basically, once they moved to the US, because it was like the It Girl brand in London and in the UK. Mm-hmm. And then when it came to the US, that's when their their business like skyrocketed.
So they don't make their clothes in random factories?
I don't think, believe
around
so.
Around the world, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's, I think, why it's like a higher price point. But it's so worth it. Yeah. And like, I think that the girl who started it is really, she has a good like head on her shoulders and like wants women to feel confident. Anyway, Lauren, where can everyone follow you?
Everyone, you can follow me at Lauren Giraldo on everything.
12 through 30.
Oh yeah, at 12 through 30. And
can they buy merch anymore?
No,
stop, it's all sold out.
Yeah,
we're gonna do another round.
Yeah.
Oh, thank god.
So yeah.
Okay, so stay tuned for that. Follow 12330. Tag her in your stories, your TikToks. If you do 12330, it's amazing. And also check out her YouTube channel. It's like one of my favorite things ever. Guilty pleasure.
This was fun, TK.
Thank you so much for sharing your tips and tricks and knowledge. It's a privilege getting to be in your presence. Follow her and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.